Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. As we tell it like it is. The way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and I hate to remind you, with limited time left.
Yeah.
We've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that. Just desserts. I looked up the phrase just desserts to make sure I was using it correctly. It actually refers to an older noun version of dessert, that is D-E-S-E-R-T, meaning deserved reward or punishment. But it is pronounced like dessert, D-E-S-S-E-R-T, which
Wait
is,
a minute.
You know. Yeah.
It's both for a reward and a punishment. Isn't that interesting? Just desserts, like what you deserve.
Yeah, what you deserve. So now we both know. And I was going to use it correctly, but
well,
anyway, I learned anyway. I'm referring to the cruel way I treated my grandfather, Grandpa Barrett. He was a god to me. When I was a child, he taught me to play chopsticks on the piano. We played checkers. He taught me many popular songs.
You were the oldest one, the only one. It's so cute.
And they sent me there for the summer to get rid of me so that they could be around the three children they really liked. So I was with him all the time. We gathered eggs from his hen house.
Oh, neat.
He was a storybook grandfather. I stayed with him during the summers, and it was great. Grandpa was a mailman, and sometimes I'd ride in his truck when he delivered mail. Of course, that would never happen nowadays, what with insurance and everything. But we were inseparable.
And it was the country.
It was out in the country.
City.
When I was around 12, Mommy and we kids all lived with Grandma and Grandpa while my parents dealt with my father's affair. My parents eventually worked things out, and for a fresh start, our family moved 1,000 miles away to Wisconsin. To keep in touch, Mommy wrote letters to her parents. Long-distance telephoning at that time was strictly for major news like deaths and births.
Yeah.
So Grandma and Grandpa faded away. And to me, they just became childhood memories. I saw Grandpa only once again before he died. You may remember this. Our family had driven back to New York one summer to see family. I was probably, 14, the worst age.
Then I was 9.
Yeah. Yes, much younger. When we got to Grandma and Grandpa's, Grandpa was confined to bed in his tiny, dim bedroom. He had a bad heart and couldn't even walk around.
I don't remember this.
Well, I remember being encouraged to go in and see him. I was somehow very shy, but I went in and stood by his bed. I don't remember what we said, if anything. I felt very uncomfortable. And it smelled bad.
And nobody went with you?
No, but I mean, it was his bedroom.
I know, but...
Yeah. We had been best friends all that time. It smelled bad because there was a commode.
Oh.
It smelled horrible. He couldn't climb the stairs to the bathroom. That's what I remember, the smell. I'm sure I was only there a few minutes. I left as quickly as I could. So, of course, this story has plagued me throughout my life. Now I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren with whom I have spent a lot of time. We played checkers. We baked cookies and learned songs. But I have found a pattern. Most of them desert me in their late teens. I'm not complaining. I'm just observing. Sometimes they come back, funerals, holidays.
Graduations.
Yeah. Or they have kids of their own and begin to see the picture.
That's when kids start to realize.
Yeah, given time, they realize. But I was a jerk. Why shouldn't they be allowed to be jerks? They'll get their just desserts.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's the way it is.
Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. We are Nancy and Janet,
the Bitchin' Sisters.
We're called into the breach once more. So many battles we have fought, but this one just might end the war. Sometimes we lost, sometimes we won, sometimes we had to.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
questions along the way.
Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. We are Nancy and Janet,
the Bitchin' Sisters.